Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. I've got a couple of friends in the last couple of years that have been diagnosed with and being treated for colon cancer. And both of them under the age of 50. Reading recently an article how more and more young people are being diagnosed with colon cancer. The sharpest increase is coming among those in their 20s and 30s. Doctors are seeing patients who are young, otherwise healthy, no obvious risk factors, being diagnosed, in some cases dying from the disease. New research points to a possible hidden risk factor, an infection in the first 9 months of life that could increase cancer risk decades later. Here to talk about this a little bit more and these findings is the author of the article I recently read, Young, Fit, and Hit with a Deadly Cancer. Hillary Brick is joining us, health correspondent at Business Insider, and we've got Hillary joining us from her office by phone. Hillary, thanks for taking our call.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So rates of colon cancer are on the rise in young people. Can you give us a sense of how much on the rise they are?
Sure, yeah. So colon cancer has been on the rise so much that here in the U.S., I should say, they lowered the screening age actually a few years back from 50 to 45. So that gives you a sense of sort of how serious the issue is, that, you know, people were being diagnosed with this that weren't even of screening age.
Right. You'll be interested to know there is a campaign going on in Canada for that exact same thing. In fact, there's a website, there's a petition being signed to lower the screening age to 45 as well. Can you talk about this, the story that opens your article about Dr. Tim Cannon and what he was seeing?
Yeah, so this is a story out of Virginia on the East Coast, but Tim Cannon was so, you know, sort of flabbergasted because he was seeing all of these runners, really active people, and of course one of the traditional risk factors for colon cancer is physical inactivity. He was seeing these triathloners, these ultra marathoners, so people who are running more than just a regular marathon, but like 100 miles, and three of them in a short period, 6 month period, all with, you know, advanced stage 4 colon cancer, and all metastatic, and all three of them ended up actually dying. He wasn't able to cure them. And so that led him to wonder, you know, what's going on here? Is there some sort of risk that this ultra marathoning, this extreme endurance sport can be potentially maybe is predisposing these people to colon cancer? Or maybe it's some other factor, you know, that these runners have in common. Maybe it's something else that they're all doing that is predisposing them to colon cancer. But he did a study of 100 more people who, marathoners, ultramarathoners, extreme endurance athletes, and found that it looked like they do have an increased risk of precancerous polyps, so the things that come before colon cancer, and in some cases, colon cancer. So, you know, he doesn't know what's going on, and, you know, oncologists are always very careful to say, exercise is good. Exercise is good for cancer, but maybe there's, you know, in some ways there can be too much of a good thing, or in certain people, you know, maybe certain people have a predisposition where, you know, and it might have to do with the blood flow when you're running 100 miles at a time. Sort of the theories are all over the place, he told me, but there does seem to be some sort of link between this extreme ultra marathoning and colon cancer. Of course, you know, it's not to say that most ultramarathoners get colon cancer, but there does seem to be some kind of link there.
Can we talk for a second, Hillary, we're talking about, you know, colon cancer in young people. Can we talk about the risk factors usually considered for colon cancer and then, you know, maybe what now we're seeing could be additional factors of risk?
Yeah, so the traditional factors include diet, things like ultra-processed meats and hot dogs. They include obesity, generally like a lack of movement, physical inactivity, smoking. And so, you know, a lot of these young people, and especially people in their 20s and 30s, are saying, you know, I'm a college athlete. I'm, you know, I'm a football player. I'm, you know, a runner. I'm an Olympian. I actually interviewed a former Olympic athlete who got early colon cancer. And so, you know, they don't really have any of these traditional risk factors. And so in recent months and years, what researchers have been exploring a little bit more is, you know, maybe there's something going on early on. Because, of course, with cancer, usually it takes many years to develop. And when you're only 20 years old, we're thinking, you know, what could have developed?
Right.
And so they're sort of looking into early life, you know, what's happening, changes that are happening when babies are born, changes that are happening in early life feeding, or maybe even changes that might span multiple generations. So maybe your parents were exposed to something, and then that predisposes you in some way to colon cancer.
Right. So is there anything, I know there's talk about these E. coli infections in infancy. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that could be done about that that might reduce that risk later on?
Yeah, so it was really interesting. I was talking to a researcher here in California at UC San Diego, and he's really excited about the prospect of being able to develop sort of a probiotic treatments. You know, it would be a probiotic that maybe every infant could take that would just help their gut flora develop nicely. But, you know, in some cases could perhaps prevent the DNA damage that can happen with these early life Colibacterium infections. Mm-hmm. And so then reduce the risk of colon cancer. Of course, you know, always he's very cautious to say it's still quite early. We don't know if that could work, but that's kind of the kind of thing he's thinking about. You know, what are some of these interventions that we could actually give people that would help their gut be healthy, basically? And there's some other really interesting research up in Alaska, not with babies, but with adults taking fiber supplements, and they're seeing really nice results in terms of how their gut is reacting to having that fiber supplementation, mm-hmm. sort of making it a less inflammatory environment, less pro-cancer.
Hillary, I appreciate your work on this. Thanks so much for not only the work you did, but being willing to join the show and share it with us.
Always happy to. Thanks for having me.
Hillary Brick is the health correspondent with Business Insider, and her article, Young, Fit, and Hit with a Deadly Cancer, talks about the risk factors with colon cancer. And yeah, in the United States, they have reduced the screening age to 45. There is a push right now for that to happen in Canada. Not there yet. Okay, we take our break. We come back. Should we have guaranteed income for farmers? Should there be a guaranteed annual income? My next guest says yes. I'm curious to hear from you after we have that discussion. Phone lines will open to talk about that next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.